Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the church service on Sunday, August 9th, 2020.
Reading is from Job chapter 38, verses 4 through 18. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb, when I made clouds its garments and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed limits for it, and set bars and doors, and said, thus far shall you come, and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed? Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place? That I might take hold of the skirts of the earth, and the wicked be shaken out of it? It is changed like clay under the seal, and its features stand out like a garment. From the wicked their light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you comprehended the expanse of the earth? Declare if you know all this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Romans chapter 10, verses 5 through 17. For Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hello, my brothers and sisters in Christ. It's so good to see you today. It's another beautiful summer day, and I'm looking forward to going to the beach. I don't know about you, but I sure love water. I love swimming in it and floating in it and hanging out in the water. It's just so refreshing during the summer. But I have a friend who's not very good at swimming, and she's not very good at floating either. So I had an awesome idea, and I got her some floaties because I thought that would be very helpful and she would feel very good and safe in the water. But she's my age, and these don't really fit her. And we did try one on once, and people were looking at her a little funny because, well, they're kind of made for kids your age. So we decided we had to come up with something different that would work for her. So we got a pool noodle. We thought this would be awesome. So she could wade out into the water and she would get a little bit deeper. And when she felt a little anxious, she'd wrap it around her tummy and she'd hang on and kick her legs. And she had so much more fun. Well, we were at the beach and I was thinking, you know, that's kind of like the story in today's gospel. Jesus was taking some time to himself, and the disciples were out in a boat, and it got out farther by the time Jesus was ready to join them, and Jesus decided he was just going to walk out to the boat, and because he's God, he can walk on the water. Now, I don't know if you know this, but not everything can just, nothing can really walk on the water. In fact, so I decided to try it out. So I brought Mr. Incredible with me, and I have this nice bowl of water, and I thought, well, if anybody could be in the water and walk on the water, it would be Mr. Incredible, right? He's a superhero, right? So I'm going to put him in here. I'm going to see if he can, oh. Well, that didn't work very well. So, but don't worry, I've got a second option. I brought Batman. And he's got a cape. So I thought maybe the cape would kind of help him float. So here we go. I'm going to put him in there, and I think maybe he's going to be able to do that. Oh, well, I guess you guys know this stuff isn't going to float. Mr. Incredible, Batman, they can't walk on water. They are not Jesus. Jesus is the only one that can walk on water. And so when Jesus was walking on the water and Peter was in the boat, he said, Jesus, let me come out to you. And Jesus said, all right, come on out, Peter. And Peter started to walk out on the water. And the best part ever, he was able to do it because Jesus gave him that power. But then he started to look around and he saw the waves. And they started to look scary. And he got more scared and more scared, and he started to sink. And he said, Jesus, help me. And of course, Jesus helped him right away, reached out his hand for him, pulled him up, and walked him back to the boat. Well, what I want you to remember today, my friends, is that Jesus is there for you. He can be your pool noodle. He can be your little floaties. He can be your lifesaver. In fact, he is your lifesaver. He is there for you no matter what storm comes your way. Maybe it's somebody that you know who's sick and in the hospital. Maybe it's somebody that you know that passed away and your heart is just breaking. Well, hang on to Jesus. Hang on to Jesus because he will save you. He will keep you safe from the storms of this world.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, most of you, likely all of you, are creatures of habit. We adopt those patterns which guide us in our daily walk and add needed structure to our individual lives. We get up, we go to work, we come home and have dinner. We go to sleep and do it all over again. We look forward to the weekend. We sleep in on Saturday. We go to church on Sunday. These are the good and essential things that contribute to our physical, emotional, and spiritual health and contentment. These things are also pleasing to God. Of course, with that said, sometimes the same old and ordinary gets a little bit boring. And when someone or something enticing comes along and interrupts our normal routine, it's easy to lose our focus. And we depart from the road we know so very well and head down some unknown highway to some unknown destination until we've completely lost our way. You know, why does it always take something bad to get someone back on the right path? Why does it always take some tragedy to get someone to remember what is truly important in life? All it takes is that bad diagnosis, that unexpected layoff, that sudden death. And then those people who have disappeared from church miraculously return. And it's amazing to see how religious they become until their crisis is past and gone. And then they too are gone until the next catastrophe leads them back again. That's reality. It's sad but true. And whether we like it or not, there are those people we know who run to the church only when life gets a little bit stormy. That's when they look to God until their prayers have been answered. Once the storms are past and the waters are calm, it's smooth sailing, and away they go until that next storm comes along. And that, my friends, is the real tragedy. We hear today's gospel text. How tragic was Peter's failure of faith? Now, admittedly, I've always admired the bold apostle for his bravado. He sees Jesus walking on that stormy sea. Peter cries out, "Lord, let me come to you on the water." And when Jesus said, "Come," Peter got out of that boat and walked on those stormy waters and came to Jesus. But when he looked around and saw the wind, Peter took his eyes off Jesus, his eyes of faith, and he began to sink because he stopped focusing on Jesus. All Peter was concerned about was the wind and the waves and everything around him. No wonder he sank, right? And thank God he still had enough faith left to cry out, "Lord, save me." You know, we've heard this story so many times, and Peter is the target of so much criticism for his failure. And I would have to say unfairly so. We look at Peter, but haven't we forgotten something, someone? How about all those guys who stayed in the boat? When the other disciples saw Jesus on the sea, what did they do? They were terrified. They cried out, "It's a ghost." And even when Jesus told them, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid," there they stayed. They stayed put. Only Peter would step out into those stormy waters. And only when they were together in that boat once again, and only after the wind ceased did those disciples declare, "Jesus, truly you are the Son of God." Really? O ye of little faith. My friends, what do you think? Doesn't that sound a lot like the same sort of faith we see so very often? The faith that only comes to life and shows itself after some life-shaking tragedy. And how tragic it is that you and I have more in common with the 11 guys in the boat than we do with St. Peter. How often have we chosen to stay inside the boat until life's storms threaten to capsize the entire ship? And only then do we cry out to Jesus in the midst of our hopelessness, "Lord, save us." But when Jesus answers those frightened cries with those words, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid," do we trust enough in his word to step outside of that boat and come to him, just like Peter did? Or do we choose to stay inside that ill-fated boat and make excuses? "Jesus, the water's too cold. The water's too rough. The winds are too strong. We don't want to be like Peter. We don't want to look like a bunch of show-offs. After all, you're God and I'm not. Who am I to upstage you? And you're already on your way, Jesus. Why don't I just wait here and see how things turn out?" The God who gave you life and gave his life for you doesn't want you to waste it inside a boat. And he's not interested in hearing any of your excuses either. This is no time to hide away in fear until Jesus sounds the all clear. We are here today according to God's design and to fulfill His plan and purpose. My friends, too many people are already locking themselves inside and locking Christ out of their lives. Jesus wants you to step outside of your comfort zone and take a walk with Him. You know, it's one thing to worship God from within the confines of your home on a Sunday morning. It's another to come to His house. And yet it's quite another to faithfully walk without the fear of all those storms in your daily life. It's quite easy to worship God when things are going great. But it's quite another thing to step out and follow Him even when seas are rough and times are tough. It's easier to make excuses, right? I'm sorry, Jesus, I can't make it today. If I go to church, I'll miss the game. If I give to church, I won't be able to buy my daily Starbucks. If I serve at church, I'll miss my favorite show. Suffice to say, that's your choice. What are you going to choose to do? Giving God your table scraps is no different from worshiping Him from inside that boat until you hear the all clear being sounded. And Jesus asks you, oh, you of little faith, why do you doubt? What are you afraid of? My friends, do you trust in Jesus? I mean, do you really trust in Jesus? Then why don't you trust in His word when He says to you, take heart, do not be afraid, for it is I, and I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The good news of our Lord Jesus Christ is our life preserver. It is Christ Jesus with us before, during, and after life's tragedies. It is Christ Jesus with us always, ever present in the midst of our troubles and turbulent times. Jesus is with us. He never leaves us, even in those places that we would never think to look for Him. He is always right here with us, reaching out to us through His word and sacrament, reaching out to us and saving us with His sure and certain promise that He will never leave us or forsake us. My dear friends in Christ, your faith may be small, it may be shaky in times of trouble, but there is nothing larger or stronger or more secure than the salvation that Christ won for you on the cross. God never looks at the smallness or weakness of your faith and says, how tragic, I'm so sorry, you're just not worth my time and trouble. God invites you to step out of your comfort zone and take the outstretched hand of your Lord. Take His hand. Walk with Him. Don't be afraid. He is your rock and salvation. He has paid the price of your sins with His own shed blood. He holds you secure and you are saved today and forevermore because of the grace that God shows you through the suffering and death and through the resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ, your Lord. Your Lord. That's reason to worship and praise every Sunday, every day, all the time, not just after the tragedy. May God bless you with the simple gift of faith that doesn't require a tragedy to hunger for the important things in life. May God bless you with the gift of a courageous and joyous faith, faith which gets out of the boat and walks with Jesus wherever He leads. And may He lead you by faith to trust that no matter where He leads you, you stand firm on the rock who died and rose for you and who is with you always and until the end of time. As for now, it's time to get out of the boat and take that walk with Him. God grant that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Life and salvation.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.